And why the Mountain West Conference? Why Utah State?
I mean, I feel like the coaches, they really wanted me. They needed me. They stressed it out more than any other coaches that were recruiting me. That was a big decision. The facilities, I liked the environment. It was more like a people person. Everyone's like family.
And this year they made the Mountain West Conference championship game. Did that have anything to do with your decision?
It was a big decision because I feel like they've been getting rings for the past 2 years, and I feel like I want to be a part of that. Mm-hmm.
And what does it mean for you to make that impact? I mean, do you think you can make it immediately for Utah State?
Yeah, I feel like I can make an immediate impact. That's what the coaches are telling me. You know, I just got to work for it. It's my job. I just got to come in, play ball, grind.
What's the biggest challenge for you coming up to the next level?
I've been at West Virginia. I want to say it's a big challenge just getting used to the environment, the playing of the Mountain West Conference, and playing as a team.
Mm-hmm. How much did the coaching staff help you in making that decision?
The coaching staff at Utah State, it was a bomb. They had a big impact because, like I said, they really wanted me. They really said they needed me. They stressed it out more than any other coaches that were recruiting me or for the other university.
What do you think is the most the first thing that caught their eye?
Well, I was getting recruited by one of the coaches, Coach Orlando. He was at FIU. Mm. I was getting recruited by him out of high school to come there. So he stuck with me from high school all the way through transferring from West Virginia. Mm. So I feel like it's big loyalty and commitment to him. And I feel like that's my man. He's my guy.
How exciting is it a day like this for you?
It's very exciting. I mean, this is not my first time doing this. My second time doing it, so it's like second chance. It's my last chance. I have no other options.
Mm-hmm. And as you look at the experience, what was it that you're going to do differently this time that you didn't do last time?
Just make the right decision. Make sure it's right for me, myself, my family. But most of all, like I said, make sure it's right for myself. Mm-hmm. That's all big deal. I'm going to be there for the next 2 years or so. So I got to get it.
What did your family say when you told them Utah State?
They were just excited. It was like, you know, this your last chance. There's no third chance in this game. So my cousin, he was a big part of it. He played football, went through the JUCO route first to get then with the FAU. He played at Garden. So he told me, hey, Kansas is not like that, but you gotta grind. You got to get used to it.
What's your cousin's name?
Jeffrey Blanchard.
Okay. So you had a lot of help from that. I mean, and what did that mean for you to hear that kind of advice?
It means a lot because that's someone who I look up to. I mean, he's like a father figure, someone I didn't have, so he played a big role in it.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, we look forward to seeing you out on the field next year. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Okay.